You're listening to the Super Expander Podcast. Aligned goals are pivotal for expansion. You don't need me to tell you that. But what happens when your flame weakens? What really happens when it totally goes out? Reignite your goals starts with awakening to the emotions that pull you further and further away. Letting go of your shame, denial, and frustration, and figuring out why your body is resisting your goals are the key to success. Regulate your nervous system, release the blocks, and reassess your path forward because your goals are ready to be reset and reignited. Hello, hello, super expanders, and welcome back to the show. How's your heart? How's your soul? I am feeling pretty energized, maybe even a little extra energized for today's conversation. I think it must be the shift in season. The sun is shining. The blossoms are starting to pop out on the trees, cherry blossoms and daffodils. And it's just feeling, I don't know, I'm just feeling really excited about the season change. I'm also coming off of a weekend connecting with some really amazing human beings. And if there's something that I have really been thinking about a lot lately is the importance of connection and community and how we as human beings really, really need it. I think that we're in a place and space in the world where everyone is feeling more disconnected, more lonely, more stressed, more anxious. And it's really getting back to the simplicity of things, and it's relationships and connection and creating space and time to really live a rich, full life. So I'm excited to dive into some of the topics and things that I've been thinking about that I was conversing with my friends over the weekend. And I want to share them with you and see how they resonate and what's sort of how it starts to open up your mind and expand you. So let's dive in. So I've been really thinking about a few things, the nuance of healing and growth and evolution, and the idea that we all have the answers within us. But there are certain things that start to really unlock those things within us. And so if you're feeling disconnected or you're feeling stuck, this is really for you. If you are on a healing journey, this is definitely an episode for you too, which, truth be told, I think we are all always on this journey of growth and evolution. So whether you think of it as healing or whether you think of it as expansion, yeah, I think that's all of us, right? So I was talking with a friend over the weekend about this idea that healing is like the one of the hottest topics, right, out there in personal growth and personal development. And sometimes I think hearing it so often has started to like rub me the wrong way, because obviously there's tons of programs and people selling things out there to help you heal. And there is this, I don't know, undertone of this like brokenness that you're not enough or you're not a whole being until you've reached this certain place in your healing journey. And I don't know, for some reason, it's just not sitting very well with me. And it made me begin to think of, there is this Japanese art form and it's called Kintsugi. I believe I said that right, Kintsugi. And this art form involves the repair of broken pottery. And in this art form, the pottery is intentionally broken and then reassembled with these beautiful lacquers that are gold, silver, platinum. And the repair process begins to make the form take on a new form that is more beautiful. And the view is that this brokenness actually leads to this, you know, more beauty. And I think that that is so true for us as human beings. It's such a powerful metaphor that the things that have been hardships or struggles or, you know, traumas, if you will, they are not actually something to be viewed as negative. They're opportunities for growth. They create the fabric of whom we are uniquely. And rather than trying to hide them away, if we start to lean into applying this idea of kintsugi into our own lives, into our own journeys, that these pieces of, you know, that cause the cracks or the fissures or the heartbreak or the hurt in our life are the places where this beautiful light gets to shine through. This beautiful lacquer gets to fill in the space and illuminate. And I think it's actually our duty to start sharing that with people in the world, to really start to embrace our imperfections and allow them to actually breathe new power into ourselves and give permission to other people to do the same. And I think it starts to create this really powerful chain reaction, this positive ripple effect that gets to spread out to the world. And something that I think is in this art form, when we apply it to our own journey, is that filling in that space, really what is required of us is to turn inward and start asking ourselves better questions, to seek that power and wisdom within, because you actually have all of the answers within you. When you're feeling that stuckness, when you're feeling that brokenness inside of you, rather than turning outward, it's required of us to turn our focus inward. And when we're feeling that place of stuckness, the thing is, you just haven't answered or you haven't asked the right questions yet to get yourself out of that place. So how do you start to know what questions to ask that are going to unlock that new perspective, that are going to open up the answers for you to be able to hear that wisdom that is within you? And I think there are two powerful strategies for you to be able to do that. And the first one is really to create space. Create space in your schedule, create space in your mind, create space in your environment. So our emotional connection to certain situation really does often cloud our judgment, and creating space from a situation and experience and some emotional distance really is key to be able to start to tune into that wisdom. There is a famous quote by Viktor Frankl, who is an Austrian philosopher. He was a Holocaust survivor, and he is famous for his contributions to existential psychology and really has this brilliant way of framing the power of space. And this quote that of his really illuminates that. Between the stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. Your power, your wisdom, is in the space. That is where it lives. The space between healing, the space between breaths, the space between words. Creating that space is the key, which I'm going to share a framework for that. But the connection to kintsugi is sometimes we intentionally have to break ourselves apart to create that space, to reassemble, and to hear that wisdom and to find the answers and to fill that space in with that beautiful gold lacquer. So the framework for creating space, whether it's in a moment, whether it's in our environment, whether it is between breaths in a conversation, is to pause. Our immediate reaction is always emotional. And when we drive from emotion, we will often make clouded decisions. So creating that space, whether it's, you know, taking a walk, taking time to breathe, taking a vacation, whatever it is, taking just a day off, whether it's seconds, minutes, hours, before you react. Create that space, pause, and allow yourself to reset. Allow yourself to actually feel and experience that emotional response. Find the wisdom in it, and then remind yourself that you get to choose. You get to give yourself that power and allow that wisdom to come through, hearing that inner voice. And then the last piece is to engage with the wisdom that you extracted from the space. Engage with the wisdom within you. Engage with the people around you to create a more balanced perspective. So when you create space and you're able to respond versus react, that is true power. That is true growth and evolution. That is true healing. That's strategy one. Now, strategy two is to zoom out. And I think there's connection to the space and the pause, because to zoom out, we really do need to create that. We've lived so much of our life really zoomed in, down in the weeds. But there is tremendous power when we're in this place to start to imagine yourself and consider yourself as the past version of yourself. And then start to zoom out and imagine yourself in the present moment. And then continue that and zoom even further out and consider yourself in the future. And I think when you start to go through this evolution of looking back and in the moment and then zooming out into the future, which is pretty much mental time travel, which I did a podcast episode on that before, it really allows for a deeper, bigger perspective. It allows you to really see an entire map of your life, not just your immediate surroundings. It starts to give a really fresh, new perspective into a situation. And it opens up that opportunity to start asking those new, different, fresh questions. Because remember, you have all of the answers inside of you. We just have to create the space. You have to create the new perspective in order to connect with those questions, to really invite that new wisdom in that lives within you. And then as that perspective starts to illuminate for you, then you can start to connect to the question of, what's the first small micro step that you can take that's going to move you closer to that big goal, that ambitious idea, that project, that opportunity, the person whom you want to be out in that future space? What's the first micro step that you get to take? Only one tiny movement is required to start the chain reaction that creates momentum. So remember that. It's one tiny step. So take a moment today to invite that space in to reflect on today's conversation and see what comes up and comes through for you. And I want to invite you to a powerful breathwork experience that I'm going to be facilitating, Abundance Embodiment, on March 25th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is a Cultivate Community breathwork experience. Come join us, connect with the Cultivate community. As I said earlier in the podcast, connection and community is such a big thing for supporting us on this journey of connecting to our own internal wisdom, leaning into that energy. And yeah, I'd just love to have you join us. There's a link down in the show notes, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Like a fire needs oxygen and fuel,
You're not meant to reach your goals alone. Your missing part could be as simple as finding the right community. And if it's not my community, there's definitely the right one out there for you. If you're looking for a place to start, check out the link in the show notes and let this community help you breathe in fresh oxygen.